and talk about some of the dinim related to Mechiras Chametz. Lazi Pesachim are based on Mordechai Willig, but Rav Schechter is also quoted in some of the footnotes here. But Rav Willig is the is one of the premier rabbis who is involved in selling chametz. There are like tens of rabbis that go to Riverdale on Erev Pesach to sell their chametz, with Rabbi Willig's chametz goy. So he had this one guy for like 40 years, John Brown, who I think passed away during COVID or 2021. But Rabbi Willig has done this on behalf of many hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Jews. Okay, so Berov Tfutzos Yisrael. So it's become common practice throughout the diaspora to sell chametz to someone who is not Jewish before Pesach. So that whole concept of how is this allowed? The concept of harama, of deceit. So are we deceiving Ribono Shel Olam by saying, oh, it really belongs to a non-Jew, but we know that it's ours. We know we're going to buy it back. And it looks like we're just trying to get around a law just to, So... one thing that, of course, has to be kept in mind is that the original institution of Bechiras Chametz supposedly was really around alcohol or people who had like entire warehouses of grain where there's real financial loss. You can't, destroy all of that from year to year. Perhaps when it comes to a relatively smaller amount, maybe it's worth throwing out. So in some cases, it's not just an inconvenience. But let's say even if I am allowed to do it just to an inconvenience. So how's that not harama? So, if we were talking about something as derabanan, that would be more legitimate. But here we're talking about something that's d'oraisa. So
there are some precedents in the Gemara Bechoros for the purpose of a bechor that, on the one hand, Rav Mari was punished for selling an animal that was a bechor to a non-Jew in order to circumvent the need to act with a kedushas bechor. But there's a Gemara that talks about putting, giving the animal a blemish before it's born in order to prevent it from having kedushas bechor. So in the first case, you're trying to avoid a positive commandment. It's already born. In the second case, you're trying to avoid a negative commandment. They just don't want to worry about the liabilities that come with it. And so doing the blemish beforehand is legitimate. So Tosfos will say that nowadays we don't know how to do the blemish properly. So in that case, we do the sale, which is really the way to avoid the positive commandment, even though that's not preferable. But we do it for the purpose of avoiding the mitzvah lotase of any violations that would come of the hektish of the animal. So therefore, when it comes to mechiras chametz, technically speaking, since I'm going to destroy some chametz, I'm going to burn some chametz. So in that case, I'm still doing the positive mitzvah of destroying the chametz. I'm just trying to avoid the negative commandment of possessing chametz by selling some of the chametz. In that case, Rav Schechter says this is a permitted harama. So we continue. V'nagu she'arot limkor chametz mimana es harav liyashlucho limkor v'harav mocher eno yehudi. So one who wants to sell their chametz appoints a rav to be their agent to sell the chametz to a non-Jew. B'mechira kolas es chametz shekol mi shemina es harav liyashliach, including everybody that the rabbi is appointed to sell the chametz for. So there's two ways to do it. One way would be for everybody to sell themselves. The other way to do it is to appoint the rabbi. So why do we use the rabbi? In order to assure that's a proper...
halachically, so that's not always so simple. So it's better to be done with somebody who has the expertise. Full disclosure, I do my mechira every year with Rabbi Shmuel Marcus, of Young Israel, Queens of Valley, and for a long time when he was his agent for his Baal Batim, he went to Rabbi Willig. There's a Masorah, there's a tradition for how this is done, and that's why it's so good to do with the rabbi. Adiv lehamtel milmanos es harav ad samuch lepesach imadayim bedaito liknos chametz lemachra. So in theory, it might be better to wait to appoint the rabbi until closer to Pesach if there's more chametz that you're going to buy and you know that you are going to sell. So in fact, Rav Willig, the quote of Rav Willig in the footnote here is saying, "Zalachachil yishum nos esarav achar shekvar gamar liknos is kol chametz shebad badaito limkor." Should appoint the rabbi only once you have all the chametz that you're planning to sell. Because I guess when you're in that moment where you're pointing the rabbi and you're doing kinyan, again, we want it to be as we want it to be a truthful situation. So something that you didn't know about, if I appoint the rabbi 3 weeks before and then I buy something, I want to sell it. So I didn't know 3 weeks before that I was, I probably didn't have that in mind when I appointed the rabbi. So in some ways it's better to do it closer to Pesach. I'm offering already as soon as this coming Sunday, but also the next Sunday as well. So if somebody wants to wait, but at this point also for most of us, we're not really buying a lot of new chametz that we plan on selling. We're buying what we need in order to get through get until Pesach, and then most of the things we're selling we already probably have anyway.
When you said earlier, diaspora jury, did you mean they do it differently in Israel, or you meant?
I think it's Tutsal, I didn't mean diaspora per se. I meant, but Tutsal could, mean throughout the, the entire breadth of the Jewish people. In Israel, Beit HaTfutzot is a diaspora. But that's,
what?
In Israel, the place that's called Beit HaTfutzot is like a diaspora museum. But that's
right.
That's not dafka what we mean here.
Yep.
Okay. Let's halacha mention Gimel Nusach Shtar Harshar. So what needs to be included in the document that you sign that you give to the rabbi? This here is the language is in Hebrew, but obviously the same contents are conveyed even when the document's in English. Ani achatam mata mimana es harav ploni lios shriach becharikai limkors kol chametz bershusi bein hayaduli vein she'ena yaduli. So the undersigned am appointing Rabbi so-and-so to be my agent in selling any chametz in my possession, whether I know about it or not, bein chametz d'oraisa, bein chametz d'rabbanan, whether it is chametz on the Torah level or on a rabbinic level. And I'm renting the place where the chametz is put, so that one of the kinyanim that we make is that they're not just buying the food, but let's say things are in a cabinet, so they're buying the space in the cabinet as well. And so you list the particular address. So people who have multiple houses, they list all their addresses. Should list all the different things that they are selling, whether it's a food or yain saraf, which is alcohol, scotch, etc. Trufot. I don't think, for the most part, we might not need to sell medicine, but so efo suge chametz eilin tzarmabais. They should know where you're leaving in the house. Erech chametz lefi asug, the value of the chametz, erech kol chametz, and everything altogether. And under that, sign your name. So want it to be detailed as possible. So if non-Jew comes to your house and says, I want this piece of chametz, so they should be able to know where to find it. Rabbi Kenneth Brander told us when he was a rabbi in Boca Raton that he would take the non-Jew to a couple people's houses on Pesach and say, what do you want? This is yours. If you want a bottle of scotch, it's yours. Whose house it is, I can't protest because I sold it. That makes it a real sale. So that's why we list it in that detail. What?
Chol HaMoed,
a trip for the guy. Okay.
Sorry.